Srila Prabhupada, one's seeing power should be increased through knowledge of spirit and matter. And one should not unnecessarily identify himself with the body and thus become attracted by bodily relationships. Please repeat after me. One's seeing power should be increased through knowledge of spirit and matter. And one should not unnecessarily identify himself with the body and thus become attracted by bodily relationships. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned souls are eager to identify with the body and consider that the body is myself, and that anything in relationship with the body or possession of the body is mine. In Sanskrit, this is called aham mameti, and it is the root cause of all conditioned life. A person should see things as a combination of matter and spirit. He should distinguish between the nature of matter and the nature of spirit. And his real identification should be with spirit, not with matter. By this knowledge, one should avoid the false bodily concept of life. Shanubandheja Dekyashmin Akurvan Asadagraham Jnanena Drishtatatvena Prakrite Purushasya. One's seeing power should be increased through knowledge of spirit and matter. And one should not unnecessarily identify himself with the body and thus become attracted by bodily relationships. Om Akhyayatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manavadishtham Thapitam Jena Hintale Swayam Rupa Padamaritam Dadati Svapadamaritam. Bande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padukamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Shadra Jatam Shahavana Raghunathanyam Tvam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Shohitam Krishna Charitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shahavana Lalitam Sri Vishakhanitam Sya. He Krishna Paragrasanthu Dina Bandhu Jagatpare Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan Shai Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Ramanamami Shai Kriye Bancha Kalpa Tadupharcha Kripashvindu Bhaye Gacha Patitanam Pavanthya Vaishnava. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sadhutananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vashti Gaurava Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare. So, Kapilde, who is the incarnation Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavad Avesh Avatar, he is instructing his mother, Devaruti, about the spiritual sign of the soul. Or he is speaking to her about the absolute reality. Anyone who knows, especially anyone who is at least exposed to the Vedic wisdom, knows two realities. One is an absolute reality and the other is a relative reality. So this material nature is a relative reality, but the spiritual nature is the absolute reality. Now, here Kopildev is explaining to his mother about the absolute reality or the spiritual nature through this material nature. First, Kopildev explains what this material nature is, and then from that platform he came to the platform of spiritual nature. He first explained what this material nature is like. He analyzed the material nature completely. He analyzed this material nature through the gross elements, the subtle elements, the senses, the mind, the working senses, knowledge acquired senses, and then the four internal senses. He defined them as man, buddhi, ahankar and chitya. So in this way, he, Kopildev, analyzed this material nature with his 24 considerations. Five elements, pancho mahabhut, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Five knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ears, nose, touch and tongue. Five objects of the senses, sound, form, taste, smell and touch. And then he analyzed that there are five working senses known as leg, belly, anus and genitals. So four, five, the 24, and then he described four antakaranas, or the four internal faculties, and they are mind, intelligence, false ego, and chitta, or consciousness. This chitta is the material aspect of consciousness, which sometimes is also defined as mind. So in this way, Kopildev analyzed this 24 considerations through Sankhya philosophy. Then he considered the next 25th consideration is the Mahatva. The sum total of the material element from which everything has become manifest. So in this way, he analyzed the material nature completely. But then he described that beyond this prakriti or beyond this material nature, there is Purusha, the Supreme Personality. And that Supreme Personality is the cause of this material creation. He very analytically described how when that Purusha, the Purushavatar, the Mahavishnu, glances at the material nature, then the material nature becomes manifest. Otherwise, the material nature cannot be manifest. Unless and until the Supreme Personality of Godhead activates the material nature cannot be. That he explained very wonderfully. Kapildev is describing that the Lord entered into the universe, Brahmanda, and in the universe he manifested himself into his Virat, the universal form. Actually, the entire universe is also a form of the Supreme Personality of God. But Prabhupada described that form or Virat Rupa, Vishwa Rupa of the Lord is actually a material aspect of the world. Anyway, so Prabhupada is describing that the Purusha, he was lying in the causal ocean. And he would not get up, and different senses, different faculties of the living entity or the living force entered into the body of the Purusha and tried to wake him. First the sound entered, then the touch entered, then the form entered, then the smell entered and taste entered into him and tried to activate him, but he would not become active, he would not get up. And then different senses, different sense organs entered into his body, but he would not get up. So in this way, like different presiding deities of different limbs entered into the body, like Indra entered to activate his hand, or the Lord of the hand, the presiding deity of the hand, which has the ability to grasp and let things fall, he entered into his body and tried to wake him up, but he could not. In this way, different demigods, like the sun god Suryadev, entered to activate his eyes, or rather, who is the presiding deity of the eyes, or vision, Surya, or sun god, he entered into the body of the Virata Purusha and tried to activate him, but he could not. Then different other demigods like the wind god Pavanadev, then the water god, the water god is Jaladev, tried but he would not get up. Then the presiding deity of the lake is Vishnu Dev. He also entered into his body, but still he would not enter. But finally, when the Lord entered as the super soul in the heart of that Virata Purusha, then the Virata Purusha opens. So in this way we can see that this material nature cannot become active unless and until the Supreme Personality of Godhead activates this material nature. And what is that aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who activates this material nature? That is the Vishnu aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the Super Soul aspect of the Supreme Personality. The Supreme Personality of Godhead enters as the super soul of the entire universe. That is the Godhead of Shri. And then the super soul enters into every living entity as well as every single atom of this universe. And that is with Shri of Shri. Now, unless and until the Supreme Personality of Godhead activates the material creation, the material nature cannot be. And that super soul of the Supreme Personality of Godhead avoids or fulfills the desires of different living entities. Actually, living entities do not have the ability to do anything whatsoever. The only thing that a living entity can do is to decide whether he is going to enjoy this material nature or whether he is going to become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve. That is the only thing that a living entity can do. Beyond that, a living entity doesn't have the ability to do anything. Everything is done by the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna actually made all the arrangements. And what is the active cultivating aspects of this material creation through which every living entity is becoming active, that is the guna dharma aspect of the creation. Prakriti kriyamanani gunani karmani sarva. In this material nature, in the prakriti, everything is happening according to the guna and karma. According to the three gunas, three modes of material nature, and according to the activities of the living entity. And what is the activity of the living entity? The activity of the living entity is just the desire. Upadrashta anumantaji. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Upadrashta in the heart of the living entity, is the witness, and he is the anumanta. Anumanta means the authority who sanctions the desires of the living entity. The living entity doesn't have the ability to do anything besides just desire. The living entity may desire, I want to be the king, I want to enjoy, I want to lord over the material nature. I want to make a lot of money, I want to control so many people, I want to enjoy so many women. So this way the living entity can desire. And this desire is called the material desire. And as a result of this material desire, the living entity is simply becoming entangled into this material nature more and more. How? And the living entity cries out, I want to be the king. And the Supreme Personality of God, who is sitting as a super soul, he says, fine, you become the king. No one is stopping you. Go ahead, become the king. Now that desire to become a king, a lord over this material nature, is taking place in the mode of passion. And just as he desires that, and Krishna is sanctioning that, okay, become a king. And now this resultant activity is producing a reaction in the mode of ignorance. Now what is the influence of the mode of ignorance? The apparent influence of the mode of ignorance is to enjoy this material nature, lord over this material nature. Now passion means desire to lord over this material nature. But the passion leads to ignorance. It is not that one can eternally remain in the mode of passion. No, passion leads to ignorance. So one acts in the mode of passion, then the resultant activity of the resultant reaction of that action takes place in the mode of ignorance. For example, in the mode of passion, one works very hard during the day. And then he becomes tired and falls asleep at night. So one acts in the mode of passion and then one falls asleep. In which mode? In the mode of ignorance. Then in the morning he wakes up fresh and becomes active again and starts to act in the mode of passion. And then at the end of the day he becomes tired again and plunges into the mode of ignorance. So this way, passion and ignorance just cycle, moves in a cyclic order. Therefore, as long as one is in the mode of passion, there is no hope for him to become free from the material world. Of course, one consideration is there. That is, if the mode of passion is utilized to fulfill or utilized to execute the orders of the spiritual master, then that mode of passion becomes transcendent. And as a result of that, gradually out of the mode of passion, one will come into the mode of goodness. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Sukha Goswami is actually saying that Sada Rajas Tamo Bhava Kamo Lobha Daya Chetan Ekari Anamitam
Siddhant Shakti procedure. Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava. The Raja means passions and Tamo means ignorance. And Bhava means the mentality or the mood. This mood, dominated by passion and ignorance, simply breathes kamo lobho dayashti. Simply breathes lust, greed, anger, etc. But cheto etu anabhidham sthitam shakti prasiddha. When the consciousness becomes unaffected by these specific modes of passion and ignorance, then one becomes situated in the mode of mood. And then only evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yoga lakshya bhagavat bhakti vijnana mukta shanta shikari. Unless and until one becomes situated in the mode of goodness, there is no possibility for him to become free from the influence of avarna. Unless and until one becomes free from the influence of the mode of passion and ignorance, there is no possibility for him to become situated on the devotional path. But when one becomes situated in the mode of goodness and gets the proper direction of a bona fide spiritual master, then he becomes situated in the mode of in the platform of devotional service.
Jaya Shri Krishna, Sarva Vishnu Devi, Jaya Shri Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna, Mahārāja Shri Mahābhūti, Shri Vrindavan, so that is a very, very basic understanding that unless and until one becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then one cannot become free from the bondage of this material nature. But just being situated in the mode of goodness is not enough. One must practice devotional service. The mode of goodness in the material nature is not actually pure mode of goodness. Even the mode of goodness in the material nature is contaminated by mode of passion and ignorance. There is no pure goodness available in the material nature. Therefore, even though one may try to become situated in the mode of goodness, he won't be able to get out of the material nature. Because that so-called goodness is tinged, because it is tinged by passion and ignorance, is going to drag him down to the platform of passion and ignorance. Like Prabhupada gives an example, like a Mayavadi, he wants to become situated in the mode of goodness. And he tries to detach himself from the passion and ignorance. And what he does, he goes to the mountain, high up in the Himalayan mountain, to perform yoga and other kind of austerities to free himself from the material things. But then, what happens? After some time, he gets bored there because he has the mode of passion. He wants at least a sound desire to be active in the material nature is there. So he comes back after that to do some philanthropy. So although he went to the Himalayas far from the madding crowd to attain his so-called Nirvana or Brahma Sajutya, but then he comes back and opens up a hospital in the city of Calcutta. So that is the condition of the so-called material goodness. Another example can be given is there are many great sages who actually try to situate themselves in the mode of goodness by performing austerities and penance. One such example is Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra Muni was performing yoga and he was very much withdrawn from this material nature. He went deep within himself through the process of meditation. But then one day he just heard the ankle bell of an apsara, of a dancing girl from the heavenly planet called Menotha. and his meditation broke. He saw this beautiful lady, fell in love with her, and that was the end of his sadhana. So from moral goodness, he just plunged into passion and then to wisdom. There are many such examples. So many rishis was meditating underwater. But then he saw a fish family. A fish father, fish mother, and fish baby. Baby fish. And he developed a desire to have a family, a wife and children, etc. And then he married 50 daughters of a king. 50 princes. There's so many such examples of falling down from another goodness, passion and ignorance. Therefore, unless and until one becomes situated in the mode of pure goodness or Shuddha Sattva or spiritual goodness, one cannot become free from the material world. And Shuddha Sattva means the platform of devotional life. Vasudeva Satsam Vishuddham Vasudeva Satsam. This Shuddha Sattva is known as both, not Vasudeva, but Vasudeva. Satvam Vishuddham, Vasudeva. That Vishuddha Sattva is Vasudeva. And from Vasudeva comes Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the father of Krishna. So Vasudeva, Krishna's father and husband of Devaki, is the personification of pure goodness. And from that pure goodness, Krishna, Vasudeva, has been. Vasudeva, Bhagavati, Vasudeva, Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Prayojana. Now, when one becomes engaged in devotional service to Vasudeva, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Janayati asks Vaidagya. Within his heart, he develops very quickly. Asu means very quickly. Vaidasya, Gyanancha, just Kapita. He develops detachment. So this is how one becomes free from his material body. He becomes detached from the material body. Detached means no desire to lord over this material. So we discussed in the beginning that due to one's desire to lord over this material nature, one becomes entangled with this material. One says, I want to lord over this material nature. And Krishna sitting in the heart says, okay, go ahead, fulfill your desire. But what is the result? The result is more bondage. And more bondage means more reaction. Reaction is resulting in further action. And in this way, it goes on and on and on. And there is no way a living entity can become free from this material bondage. But when one develops this devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, then very quickly he becomes detached from his material nature. He gives up spontaneously the desire to lord over this material. And as a result of that, he becomes free from the material. So Janayati Asu Vaidagya, very quickly he develops the mood of detachment or renunciation. And Gyanamcha Jagat, a knowledge which is unconditional. This knowledge, Aharitupram, appears, one doesn't know how it comes. It comes at the mercy of the Supreme Personality. And what is this mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead like? The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is something like somebody who is very rich. He sees the beggar in the street. And he calls the beggar to come here. And gives him $10 million. Now the beggar he is completely bewildered. He is flabbergasted. Beggar who is begging even for just for 1 paisa or 2 paisa, begging, going from door to door and telling them, please give me 1 paisa or 2 paisa. And the king simply comes, calls him and says, take it. Take $10 million. Now, although it seems to be impossible, yes, from the point of view of a beggar it is impossible. But from the point of view of a king or a very rich person, is it impossible?
No.
A person who has billions of dollars, and for him what is $10 million? It's just a coin in his pocket. And he can afford to give it. So this ahankuti or the unconditional mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is someone like that. Actually, this mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has been described in this. It is said, an analogy is given. A king, he has a lot of wealth in his treasury. Now, the king can, one day the king described in this. It is said, an analogy is given. A king, he has a lot of wealth in his treasury. Now, the king can, one day the king may call somebody, call a beggar, say, all the beggars, all the citizens of my country, please come. And they come there, although they are very poor, to the common people or to the beggars. Now, can the king do that? King can do that because the treasury is his own property. Now, in some condition the king can do that. But consider the king became intoxicated. After drinking a lot of wine, the king became completely intoxicated. Then he doesn't have any control over himself. So he doesn't know what he's doing. So he starts giving out all the treasure from his treasure, all the wealth from his treasure. Now that is also possible. The king can give the wealth from his treasury because it's his treasure. And the king can get, he may get intoxicated. And when one gets intoxicated, then he doesn't have his conscience. He doesn't have his right conscience. So that is also possible. Now, the king of kings, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, actually something happened to him like that. Something like that happened to him. Like he became intoxicated. And that intoxicated Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he needs some special stuff to become intoxicated. So what is the stuff that he drank and became intoxicated with? That stuff is called Krishna's way. So Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself drank this most wonderful beverage and called Krishna Prema, the nectar of Krishna consciousness, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he became one. And he started distributing all the assets he had from his treasury. He started giving to anyone and everyone. Come, come, take it. Therefore, Rupa Goswami prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Govardhana. I offer my obeisances unto the most munificent appearance of the Supreme Personality of God. And he is Krishna himself because he is distributing Krishna's name. This personality is Krishna himself in his most munificent appearance. Badanma means most, Mahavadanma, most munificent. And munificence means? Munificence means broad-mindedness. Very broad, very generous. Most generous appearance of the Lord is in this. Now what is the sign of His generosity? The sign of His generosity is that He is distributing Krishna prema, which is actually a very, very precious object. This object is rare even to Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Now the things that are rare for even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, this thing is being distributed without any consideration. So who that person is? Who can give that very special, precious object, which is even rare for Brahma and Shiva? Krishna himself. Besides Krishna, no one can give that. And not only Krishna, as I mentioned, this is intoxicating. And in his mood of intoxication, he is distributing, and even more intoxicated is Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is intoxicated, but Nityananda Prabhu is even more intoxicated. Prema Bhakto Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu is mad in ecstasy of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at least maintained some reservation. He decided to give up Krishna prema, but Nityananda Prabhu just went mad. And actually Nityananda Prabhu's activities were very much like a madman. He was like, he used to behave just like a little child. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu would behave like a madman, like a child. One of Haridas Thakur came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and complained that I am not going to go with him. He said, he's a man, raving mad man. Nityananda Prabhu is raving mad. He says he does all kinds of things. Sometimes he goes to swim in the Ganges and fights the crocodile. Sometimes he starts abusing the brahmanas, taking baths in the river, and the brahmanas get wild, angry with him, and they come with the stick, try to beat him, and he runs from there. Sometimes, once it was so bad, he became so wild that he approached two worst kind of bandits in this area, Jagai and Madhai. And Jagai and Madhai became so angry that they chased us. And fortunately we could run away from them, otherwise we would have come back here. We would have been finished. So this is how Nityananda Prabhu is behaving in his excessive. And so this is what is the ultimate goal of human life, and ultimately Kapil Dev is pointing out that that is what everyone must try. He's telling his mother, mother, if you want to make your life successful, then become a devotee. All glory. Does anybody have any questions?
Hare Krishna.